Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden, and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the
face. Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. First off, I wanted to thank my buddy Chad Bearden for recording that for the show for us. I owe you one, brother. But so welcome back and take a look. Talk about what you've been up to since your last appearance, as well as what the rest of 2019 is looking like for us. And we may get into some videos that she recorded over the Halloween break that you don't want to miss. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, sir?
Pretty good, Cody. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to talk to Chelsea again.
So am I. I saw her this past November. She made a spontaneous appearance at the listening room with a song while throwing Natalie Stovall's singer-songwriter around. I loved it. Mm-hmm. And since then, I have been a Chelsea fan more than ever, so I can't wait for today's interview.
That's awesome. And with all that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Kelsey Kulik back to the show. Hey, Kelsey, how are you?
Hey, Kelsey.
Hey, Cody. Hi, Craig. How are you guys? I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me back.
Absolutely.
Yes. Today, I finally have a smile on my face as a result of talking to you.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
That's cute.
Like I told you off air, I thank you again for doing this. It's always so much fun to get out to you and catch up.
It's always so fun to be on the show. The last time we talked, I had a blast, so I'm glad to be on here again. Thank you for having me.
I'm sure you'll have another blast.
I wanted to start off today by update everybody on what you've been doing since the last time you were on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the last time I was on the show, I think we were talking about that I was just finishing recording my EP that's going to be released this year. So I'm actually in like half an hour, I'm going to be recording the last song that's going to go on the EP. We're going to release the first single called More Time. It's a true story. It's about my grandpa. And I just got the video back to it the other day. And I'm really excited. So pretty much I've been writing, playing a bunch of shows in Nashville, recording, and just getting ready for the big release in March. So I'm super excited about it. It's been a really busy last few months.
Oh,
awesome!
Hey, Kelsey, will you consider having an EP release party in March?
Well, so I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do yet because we haven't quite figured it out, because we're not going to release the full EP in March. We're going to be releasing a single in March and then another one in May. So the rest of the EP will probably be released in the summer. So we'll probably have a release party then. When that comes up, I'll definitely let you guys know.
Awesome.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the last time we spoke, you were just getting ready to play the main stage at the Big Valley Jamboree, sharing the stage with artists like Bill Ray Cyrus, Thomas Rhett, et cetera, et cetera. How cool was that?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, it was it was such a fun show. It was just really surreal. The stage was huge. It was bigger than any stage I'd ever seen. Well, there was one also that I played at Boots and Hearts the summer before, but Big Valley Jamboree was definitely an amazing show. It was so much fun, and I definitely would love to play there again.
You know, and the last time you were on, you said that you went to the Big Valley Jamboree 10 years ago and said, I'm going to play this stage one day, and you did.
Yeah. Yep, I did. So that was a pretty cool day, because I remember saying it to myself and to my friends when we were there, and then when I was up on stage playing, I was like, wow, I actually did what I said I was going to do. So it was pretty surreal. I was very grateful that day, and it was just a cool moment.
Awesome. And I want to move into something fun that of course, I saw as it was saw as it was happening, sort of, but, and you knew this was coming. around Halloween, you started posting on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, et cetera, videos of you watching a scary movie trailers.
I sure did. Sorry?
The first question that pops into my mind is, why? And the second question is, what prompted this madness?
Well, what prompted it was I was sitting with a couple of my promotions people, and we were sitting having a coffee, and we were talking about a scary movie or something, because I was just at my grandma's a couple weeks before, and I was telling them about this trailer that I was watching, and I fell out of my chair because I looked at the TV at the wrong moment, and it was just when something really scary popped out. And so I was telling them, and they were laughing, and they're like, you should do a series of videos and post them online. And, like, people are going to love them. It's going to be hilarious. And I was like, and so I, like, regretfully, like, okayed this. And I decided, okay, I'm going to be able to do it. It's only 10 days, so I should be able to do it. And it was the longest 10 days of my life. That is for sure. Because I had nightmares every single night. I'm still, like, not over the trailers that I watched. It was the scariest thing. But apparently a lot of people got a lot of laughs from those videos. So I'm glad that, you know, my terror was at least not for nothing. So people enjoyed the videos, and I will probably never do it again because it was really scary.
You made a huge sacrifice. Sleep for smiles and laughter on people's faces.
Right? Yes, exactly. Sometimes you got to do that.
I call that funny insomnia.
Yeah,
true.
Exactly.
What was the scariest trailer that you watched?
The scariest trailer that I watched?
Mm-hmm.
That would have to be probably, like, it'd be a tie between The Nun and this one new movie that's coming out called Glass. And it's just because it, like, The Nun had a creepy ghost nun in it, and her voice was really creepy. And then in the movie Glass, it was very jumpy. So I'm pretty sure, like, you know, I am actually really surprised that I did not have a heart attack during, like, those 10 days, because, like, it was, I do not watch scary movies at all, like, never. So to have, like, all of that suspense and, like, you know, being scared through that whole time, I am really surprised I didn't get a heart attack. But yeah, no, I'm between The Nun and the movie Glass, so don't watch it if you do not like scary movies.
I think you should calm down. I think you should watch some comedies to nullify it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I've only been watching Disney movies since then, just Disney movies.
Smart girl.
Only Mickey Mouse movies. I'm just kidding. Huh.
I'm the same way. I can't do scary stuff. I am the exact same way. I'm just like, no, it's not going to happen.
Right? Especially because it's like, okay, well, I mean, yeah, everybody's like, well, it's not real. Why are you so scared? I'm like, I just don't need that in my brain. I don't need the visions of anything creepy because I have like a very vivid and active imagination. So it's just not good for me. Like, I just think if you put something in my mind, like, you know, it's in my mind and I can't get it out. So that's why it's so scary to me because I just don't want to see it after, you know?
Yeah, and when you dream, you don't know the difference between real and fake. Everything is real in your dreams at that time.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Besides, you know, have you heard of Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger? He only comes alive in your sleep. So you could say, for all you know, you could activate Freddy to come after you. You don't want to do
exactly.
That. So, and that, yeah,
you know,
you don't want to find out if he's real or not.
And my head is a scary place to be anyway. So so scary movies is just no.
It's just adding to that danger.
Exactly.
Well,
my head is a scary place to be anyway.
Trust me, Cassie, I'll never ask you to go see Halloween Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street. Trust me.
Yeah. It's not going to happen with me either.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, too, I was listening to a couple of podcast episodes that you did with Donald Jenkins of National Hits Collecting Dust. I think this was around the 2016, I think, maybe. And
yep.
And it's some pretty good stuff. I mean, I love what Donald's doing over there. And that was some really good stuff y'all covered.
Yeah, you know, Donald was so great. I met him through a friend when I first came down to Nashville. And he was like, hey, you know, I'm doing this podcast called Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. Would you want to be on it? And I was like, absolutely, I would love to. And so it was a really cool experience because I got to play some songs and talk about where I came from. And he actually, like, gets a lot of downloads on his podcast. So Donald's such a great guy. And it was a really cool, it was my first podcast experience, and it was a great experience.
Something else I wanted to touch on that really made me emotional a little bit while watching some of your stuff on Instagram. You played for a children's hospital. It might have been down in Mexico somewhere. What was that experience like for you?
So it wasn't just a children's hospital. There were children there. There were adults there. It's natural. They do the GERST diet there and just like a little bit of chemo for people that are given really small survival rates. So people from all over the world come to this hospital, and I'm blessed enough to know John Wesley Satterfield, who has brought me down to that hospital twice. And every time I've been there, so the two times that I've been there, it's been such an emotional experience because, as you know, I was diagnosed with cancer when I was 18. And so just being in that atmosphere and being able to play music for people that are fighting for their lives day and night and doing everything they can so that they can get more time with their family is like one of the most, it's just one of the most emotional experiences that I've ever witnessed. It's the most beautiful experience because everybody that works at that hospital, the hospital is called CHIPSA, and it's down in Tijuana. Everybody that works at that hospital is so supportive. They are so wonderful to all of the cancer patients. They are just, it's just such a beautiful experience because everybody is so positive. No matter what sort of thing they're facing, they just keep their head up and they are fighting for their life. And it is just, you know, it's heartbreaking, but it's beautiful at the same time because, you know, there's been a lot of success cases that have come out of this hospital. I would leave that place and I would have to go and sit on the beach. We stay in a house that's right on the beach in Mexico, and I would just go and sit on the beach and cry my eyes out, because it was just, you know, you feel so much for those people, because it's a situation that nobody wants to be in, and they still keep their head up to keep a positive attitude, and they're just so inspiring. I was so inspired being there. It was what I needed at that time, and I was so grateful to be there.
And we covered this, I think the last time you were on, we covered this, but I want to go back to it. You do Facebook videos with the hashtag Seen Be Heard. I think that's really cool.
Kelsey, that's how I learned the first of you, when you first started doing these Facebook Music Mondays, and that's how I got to a chance to listen to you and learn what a terrific artist and singer-songwriter you are.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, Sing and Be Heard is, you know, I always believe that every single person has a story, and not everybody has a chance to let their story be heard. So, you know, my mission and my purpose for music is to give a voice to the people that don't have one, to connect with people and, you know, let them know that they're not alone. Whatever they're going through, somebody else has gone through, and, you know, to just be strong and keep your head up. And, you know, I believe in the power of music, and I believe that, you know, we can heal the world with it. So, Sing and Be Heard is just about giving a voice to the people that don't have one, you know, letting them be heard, letting their stories be heard.
And I fully believe that music heals as well, because back in 2016, as a matter of fact, the 3-year anniversary of this is coming up in March, but back in 2016, I spent 16 days in intensive care, and it was just one of the toughest things I've ever had to do.
Right. But congratulations for making it through it. You know, you're an inspiration, Cody.
I appreciate that, and I'm gonna go cry now. But anyway. When I got out of the hospital, I spent 20 days overall in the hospital, 16 in ICU, and 5 of those days on the ventilator. When I got out of the hospital, I had about 3 or 4 months worth of physical therapy to kind of get my strength back, and when I would be working out, I'd always have my earphones in and listen to music. Music is literally what got me through
that
5 or 6 months, literally, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, music is a powerful thing. It inspires people and it heals them, and it's why I want to do music. It's why I do music, is to help other people, and it's the best tool to use, I think, to help other people.
And I've told you this before, and I'll tell you again, but if there's ever anything that I can do for you, whether it's music-wise or whatever, don't ever hesitate to reach out, because you, my friend, are an inspiration to me.
Thank you so much, Cody. Thank you.
So, in the next maybe 5 minutes or so, because I know you've got to get out of here in a few minutes, but in the next maybe 5 minutes or so, what is the the rest of the year looking like for you music-wise?
Well, I'm going to do my first release, my first big release, so I'm really excited. I'm going to be just promoting my music, which, you know, this is the first time in my life as an artist that I have absolutely loved every single song on my album. And it's just going to be promoting my music, doing a bunch of shows. I have a bunch of shows lined up, a bunch of writes, but mostly it's just going to be promoting the new music, which I'm super excited about. So it's going to be a busy year, but I am so excited and I'm so ready for it.
Awesome. And you know that I'd be more than happy to play your music on the show anytime. You know that.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you so much, Cody.
Absolutely. Did you have anything for her, Craig?
Chelsea, I wanted to ask, do you see yourself playing in Nashville at the time of the festival, such as either Tin Pan South or CMA Fest?
Actually, we're looking at shows right now. Me and my PR people, we're looking at getting shows at CMA Fest and Tin Pan South this year. So it's going to be a really busy year. It's going to be exciting. Yeah, we definitely are looking at those shows.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you perform again.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, and I wanted to ask if you ever see down the road touring out of state, not just Canada, but other states like maybe New York, New Jersey, Florida.
I definitely hope to be. You know, I have been like kind of reaching out to different states. I played in Florida last year. I'm actually heading to Alabama. On Friday, I'm going to be playing a show at Park Theater with two other artists. It's going to be awesome. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking at, like, spreading out, going other states and playing shows other than Tennessee. So it's definitely going to be a busy year full of shows kind of everywhere.
Yeah. I look forward to when you come up here to the New York, New Jersey area.
Oh,
I don't have to.
Wait.
Me too. That way I don't have to get on an airplane to see you.
Right? Exactly.
Yes,
a couple more things I wanted to cover with you. First off, I wanted to say that you absolutely crushed your Songs of Forget debut. You absolutely crushed that show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a great show. It was a lot of fun. It was. I'd never played that stage before, so it was really good.
I was watching that night on Periscope, and you absolutely crushed it.
Thank you, Cody.
And secondly, I wanted to talk about a little bit about your home country, Canada,
mm-hmm.
which is one of my absolute favorite countries in this world. I've been to Canada three times so far, Toronto, Vancouver, and Niagara Falls. They're just beyond gorgeous. And the people and the people in Canada, like yourself, are just some of the sweetest, warmest people on this planet.
We get that a lot. Canadians get that a lot. You know, it is always nice to go home. I feel like there's a lot of nice people in Nashville and in the U.S. that have met a lot of great people. But, yeah, Canadians mm-hmm. seem to be very, extremely polite.
And I'm highly considering a trip up to a Banff, hopefully soon.
Pardon me?
I'm highly considering a trip because I want to go to Canada again soon. I'm highly considering a trip to a Banff National Park.
Oh, you should. It's so beautiful. You will love it.
I'm definitely considering it. One more question before we let you get out of here. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to talk about?
No, you know, honestly, I just want to thank you again so much for having me on the show today. I'm going to be releasing the first song, so everybody should be keeping an eye out for that. It's going to be in March. The song's going to be called More Time. It's the song that ended up getting over 1 million views on Facebook and 26,000 shares. So I'm really excited to finally be releasing that one because it's a true story, and it's just great. I'm excited for everybody to hear it. So make sure that everybody listens to that song when it comes out. Look on my Facebook page and Instagram. I'll be posting my videos, and you guys will hear it on Spotify.
It will be.
And I hope that if the storm gets on the horizon, on the highway, that leads to you performing at a next stage at a huge concert, such as the Tortuga Music Festival, or even at the small one of the small stages at CNA Festival, the free stages.
Oh, yeah, no, that'd be great. I would love to get on any of those stages. Hopefully my songs get on Sirius XM, so let's cross our fingers for that.
Tweet Buzz to play it.
Well, thank you again for doing this, Kelsey. It's been so much fun catching up with you again.
Yes, it's been awesome catching up with you guys. Thank you so much for having me. You guys are awesome, and thank you so much for what you're doing for young artists.
You know what it's about. Thank you, Kelsey. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Right. You know, and I feel like if this show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next gig or the next interview or the next whatever it is, I feel like as a host, I've more than done my job.
Absolutely.
So I think we're gonna wrap things up here and let you go, but. But you've always got an open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's a good omen because I'm going into the studio right now. So wish me luck to record the last song for the EP. And I hope to talk to you guys soon.
All right. You're going to kill us.
All right. Take care, guys.
Take care,
Kelsey. All right. Kelsey. Talk to you later,
Kelsey.
Bye. She is a sweetheart.
Yes, she is.
She's an absolute sweetheart. Oh, my gosh.
And she's so wonderful to meet in person. I was when I saw her at the Natalie Stoll Global Singer-Songwriter Round at the Listening Room when I was there in Nashville. She made a surprise appearance, played one song. I didn't even know she was there until she played it. And then I made sure, once she came off the stage, to give her a hug. She recognized me right away, and she was great to talk to. So I can't wait to see her again.
Yeah. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her yet in person, but I'm hoping to soon. Oh, dude. I forgot to tell you. I'll be in Nashville May 25th at Nissan Stadium. I'll be going to the Eric Church show at Nissan.
Oh, that's super. You know who might be on that show? One of our guests,
who?
Nikki Sand, she just announced she's going to be on Eric Church's tour.
Oh, nice.
And what's funny is I met Nikki Sands at the same time I was speaking to Kelsey after Kelsey did her one song. Nikki just walked over, she introduced herself, and then Kelsey introduced me to Nikki, saying this is someone who you want to know to promote your music. And that's how we ended up booking Nikki as a guest. And it's only Drew Kujahati. Last week she announces that she's going to be in Eric Church's tour. So that's definitely something to talk about when we interview her in February.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to let you go and kind of wrap things up here. Okay, buddy?
All right, so tomorrow we got Ashley Taylor to talk about the new EP.
Yeah, and it's at 5 o'clock Central for any time for us. So I'll talk to you later, okay, dude?
Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night, bud.
I mean, you too. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Kelsey Kulick. As Craig said, tomorrow at 5 o'clock Central, 5 p.m. Central anyway, we have just hours before her brand new EP drops. We have the lovely Miss Ashley Taylor stopping by the show again for maybe the third time, I want to say. second or third, something like that. No, I think it's the third. But anyway, with all that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.